why every time you smile, I get a little bit closer to the sky. You better than me, I would have left you on the first time. That's why you better than me. And I'll be loving you through every moment, every wrinkle in time. I'll be loving you through. And I'll be loving you through every moment, every wrinkle in time. I'll be loving you through. And I'll be making up for yesterday, yeah. Fixing everything that I let break, yeah. And I will walk through fire just to hear you say, say I do.
I fell in love with you. That's why it's hard to say goodbye. That's why every time you smile, I get a little closer to the sky. And I'll be loving you through every moment, every wrinkle in time. I'll be loving you through. And I'll be loving you through every moment, every wrinkle in time. I'll be loving you through. And I'll be making up for yesterday, yeah. Fixing everything that I let break, yeah. And I would walk through fire
just to hear you say,
say I do.
A lot of things change since the table turned. Usher ran me with the thing, I'ma let it burn. All that whooping on the net, we gon' make them learn. All these bitches on the line, tell her where to turn. Always wanted cream, I was dreaming in the mall. Now I got cream and I gotta get it wet. Real G's, killer ain't nobody soft. Run your mouth about the team, ain't gon' get it off. Real talk, get a halo. Shit, all about the green, get a bankroll. She tell me I'm a thug, I'm a A-ho. Can I still get it all for the day go? All I do, bang my game, sip my juice, real talk. All I do, quick trips in the lane, let me get my loot. Full speed while I'm in my coupe, wanna hang with the cane, gotta put my crew. Hey, all I do, get lit, yeah, that's my truth. I'm a man in the city now, had a crib counting bands with a silly smile. Got a bow on her head, look like Minnie Mouse. Swear to God, hit fire but a kitty mile. Like to hit the b**ch off the honey pack. And if she leave me screaming, I'ma run it back. But all I want is...
Hello, and welcome to Breakfast for Dinner. This is DJ Chris Wired. Thank you for joining me. You just heard Beach House with Superstar. That's new music from them. We got a lot of fun stuff here for you in this edition of Breakfast for Dinner. But first, we are going to take care of a little business.
What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.
A couple other shows I want to tell you about here on WRCT. Away with Words is an upbeat and lively hour-long public radio show and podcast about language, examined through history, culture, and family. Each week, author, journalist Martha Barnett and lexicographer and linguist Grant Barrett talk with callers about slang, old sayings, new words, grammar, word origins, regional dialects, family expressions, and speaking and writing well. They settle disputes, play word quizzes, and discuss language news and controversies. That's Wednesdays from 9 to 10 a.m. And feeling uninspired in the kitchen? Have a crush you need to impress? Sounds like you need 100% Natty with DJ Addy, a weekly show featuring a meatless recipe, an organic wine, and a thoughtfully paired playlist. Tune in every Monday from 10 to 11:30 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh. Time now for the WRCT radio calendar. The Pittsburgh Cultural Trust has a couple shows going on at various locations in downtown Pittsburgh. For example, Wood Street Galleries presents new works of art by Matthew Schreiber, who produces artwork utilizing drawing, performance, sculpture, video, and light. On display now through March 13th at the Wood Street Galleries, 601 Wood Street in downtown. An 820 Liberty Gallery is showing Simply Divine, a retrospective of Danny Divine, showcasing thought-provoking, uplifting, joyful, and playful works created by the late Pittsburgh native. Danny Divine was a graffiti writer, muralist, photographer, printmaker, painter, and mentor. That's on display through June 12th at 820 Liberty Avenue in downtown. For more information about the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust Galleries, visit trustarts.org. The Oscar-nominated short films of 2022 feature a stunning showcase of talent and diversity of subjects that are nominated for this year's Academy Awards in animation, live action, and documentary short film categories. Oscar-nominated short films of 2022 is being presented now through March 17th at the Harris Theater, 809 Liberty Avenue downtown. You can also find out more information by also visiting trustarts.org. Associated Artists of Pittsburgh presents Featured Artist Exhibition, an exhibition of artwork by artists from their monthly Featured Artist series. From horsehair pattern ceramics to laser-cut acrylic pieces, the exhibition shows a variety of practices and styles of Pittsburgh-based artists. On display now through April 2nd, the gallery is located at 143rd Street, Unit 107 in Lawrenceville, and the hours are 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., Wednesdays through Fridays, with additional Saturdays posted online. And you can find that at aapgh.org or by calling 412-361-1370. Masterful performer John Tai makes his Liberty Magic debut with his newest show, Road Signs. John Tai recasts a quintessential American road trip as a voyage to unearth what dreams are really made of. This new play with magic transports audiences through a time warp and into the wilderness, backlit by lanterns and bonfires, where past and present blur and audience members become primary characters in the evening story. Road Signs will be at Liberty Magic now through April 3rd, at 811 Liberty Avenue downtown. You can go to trustarts.org for more information. The Cranberry Artists Network presents their first exhibition of the season entitled A View from Above or Below. Curated by Mike Panza, owner of Panza Galleries in Millvale, the works will feature the artist's unique perspectives on the world when seen from unusual angles. A View from Above or Below will be shown at Cranberry Township Municipal Center. That's at 2525 Rochester Road in Cranberry Township. Now to April 14th. The public is invited to the opening reception on March 9th, with already passed. For more information, visit cranberryartistnetwork.com. And the exhibit Mousetrap is on display at the Silver Eye Gallery. The photography of Patricia Vulgaris and Whitney Hubbs uses the metaphor of a mousetrap to describe images to lure viewers into spaces and ideas that they might not expect. Both artists confront how bodied women are depicted and perceived in contemporary culture through their experimental, playful, and risky photographs. The show's title presents an open question: who is truly empowered, who is the mouse, and what is the trap? On display now through April 23rd at the Silver Eye Gallery, 4808 Penn Avenue in Garfield. For more information, visit silvereye.org. If you or your organization would like an event included in the WRCT radio calendar, please send details at least 2 weeks in advance to radio-calendar@wrct.org. All right, let's move on to the music calendar and see what's coming up this week. On Monday, March 14th, at Preserving Underground, Defeated Sanity with Skeletal Remains, Virtual, Splattered, and Riparian. 10 Years with Varsity, Black Map, Scarlet Sky at Craft House. Oliver Tree with 347 Aiden and Sueco at Stage AE. And an evening with Keith Harkin at Club Cafe. On Tuesday, Kenyatta at Backstage Bar. Under Oath with Spirit Box, Bad Omens, Stray from the Path at Stage AE. Adelita's Way and Gemini Syndrome at Jurgles. Sun Glaciers with Boy Wonders and Miracle Finds at Roboto Project. Ooh, Parquet Courts with Modu Mokhtar at Mr. Small's Theater. And Briston Maroney with Jackie Haynes at Thunderbird. Wednesday, March 16th, brings St. Paul and the Broken Bones with These Scattered Souls at Stage AE. Bachelor Boys Band at Kingfly Spirits. The Dangerous Summer with Corey Wells and The Broken at Craft House. Steel Mill Rising at Jurgles. Jukebox the Ghost with Olivia Klugman at Mr. Small's Theater, and The Midnight with Knightley at Roxian. Thursday, March 17th, Ritz with Greaves and Triz at Craft House, Blink featuring Jeff Berman at Kingfly Spirits, Rex Tycoon, Wasted Space, Psych Ward Grips, and Frog Legs at Roboto Project, Knuckle Puck with Hot Mulligan, Meet Me at the Altar, and Anxious at Mr. Small's Theater, Garcia Peoples with Doug Shaw at Club Cafe, The Windups, Minima, Bloomfield Pest Control at Government Center, The Lax at Jurgles, and St. Patty's with Sex Brews, Trailheads, and Giovanni Orsini at Thunderbird. And then Friday, March 18th, The Dwellingtons with Prosperity Gospel, Temper at the Blick Club, Plum Bomb, The Head Trips on Your Nerves at Preserving Underground, Banner at Jurgles, The Manchester Orchestra with Foxing and Michigander at Roxian, Co Wetzel with Aaron Jones and Bones Owens at Stage AE, Christone Kingfish Ingram, 662 Juke Joint Live at Carnegie Music Hall of Homestead, Lightning Bolt with Fortune Teller at Club Cafe, Animal Collective with Lorraine at Mr. Small's Theater, and Gary Newman with I Speak Machine at Thunderbird. If you represent a Pittsburgh-related musician, band, or venue and would like us to list your events in our music calendar, please send an email to musiccalendar@wrct.org. All right, let's get back into actually playing music here. Next up, Real Estate with Days. Evan, what are you doing? Daddy. What?
Days, days, be more.
was Methyl Ethyl with Neon Cheap for that Howler. This one's different. And we started that all off with Real Estate and Days.
The life of every child is precious. If you care for a child or teenager with a disability and have limited income and resources, they may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn more. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Rita's Italian Ice joins you in supporting WRCT. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 80 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at www.ritasice.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Okay, up next we have the Rock Pile set. So if you're familiar with the Rock Pile, they were the start off as a backing band for both Nick Lowe and Dave Edmunds, and then released one album under Rock Pile. Great band. We're going to play a bunch of songs from either Rock Pile or from members of Rock Pile. And first is actually from Rock Pile, When I Write the Book.
Well, I can remember like it was only yesterday. Love was young and foolish, like a little child at play. But oh, how lovers change. I never dreamed out easily. For now I'm just a shadow of the boy I used to be. Oh yeah, yeah. And when I write the book about my love, it will be about a man who was torn in half, about his hope and ambition wasted through the years. A fool to myself when I kept on running around, and I fared a little better when I tried settling down. Maybe some magic moment, have I known, but not for long. For all too soon the magic was in a moment gone. So snappy, two-tone shoes on my feet, big old smile on my face, as I move around over the place. But now I'm down a heel and my complexion is bad, because my love of life is sadder than sad. Watch when I write the book about my love, it'll be a pop publication, tougher than tough. When I get down on the pages, all I've missed, it will shoot to the top of
Castro, Castro. I heard they cut off everything he had. What a dirty low-down thing to do, to mess him up like that. They dumped him in the jungle, in the land of the sugar cane. Ever since the day they fiddled around, said it ain't never been the same. I say, ooh-la. I say, ooh-la. I say, ooh-la. Well, I heard they castrated Castro, because he was the people's friend. They told him once and they told him twice, said I ain't gonna tell you again. They put a bit of pressure on him, that's when he told him what they could do. So the word came down from the northern town, set up a jungle rendezvous. I said, ooh-la. I said, ooh-la. We said, ooh-la.
He had been living in a different world, and he was noted by reality. Listening to an echo, I was impressed. Even though I couldn't see it, it was the most. I was jumping manically at everyone. I was speaking in a foreign tongue. My pleasure gave no pleasure. See, I've been living in a different world. Then I was noted by reality.
Yeah. she made the guys back home go running wild. But fooled all along through the aisles by the fashion magazines. The editors had her believing you will be a beauty queen. Now how many times have you heard you're fine as you are? Remember this year's marble might be next year's falling star.
Romaine, Romaine, touching, seeing.
I was lying on the ground, and the crowd stood around. Romaine, Romaine.
That's Man. The band is named Man. Romaine. That was so the Rockpile connection is Terry Williams, the drummer for Rockpile, played in that band. Before that, we had Billy Bremner. Actually, the band was the Refreshments, of which Billy Bremner is one of their guitarists. Rockpile played in, and that song was Hollywood Women. Before that, Dave Edmonds from Small Things, Big Things One Day Come. That's actually a remake of a Bruce Springsteen song. Nick Lowe with Nutted by Reality. And we started that whole set off with Rockpile and When I Write the Book. I want to tell you about one other show we have here in WRCT. Hey, do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the Mockster spin the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, power pop, and so much more. That's Viva La Mock, Friday night starting at 9 with an encore on Tuesday afternoon starting at 5. Exclusively here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. Speaking of the Mockster, he's the one to blame, I guess, if you will, for getting me into this next guy, Lanny Flowers. He has a new album out, Flavor of the Month, and this is a song of that, Lost in a Daydream.
Everything looks better from a certain point of view, and you know that they do. Why should you be looking for the other side of you when you know that you do? Doesn't matter anyway. When
the town. My story with no end. If it's all made believe, I'll choose the words. If it's all made believe,
is Chris Richards and the Subtractions with Half Asleep, and before that, new music from Lanny Flowers, Lost in a Daydream. That is just about going to do it for me. This has been DJ Chris Wired. I want to thank you for listening to Breakfast for Dinner. As a reminder, there's a rebroadcast of the Sunday night edition. The rebroadcast is Thursdays from 1 to 2. So if you want to listen to it again, or if you miss it on Sundays, there's always a chance to catch up on it. Anyway, thanks for listening. Hope you tune in again next time. I'm going to leave you with actually new Hoodoo Gurus. They have a new album. Actually, I think it came out towards the end of 2021. Chariot of the Gods. This is Get Out of Dodge.
This two-bit, one-horse town. No one likes us here. They made that oh so clear. This town is narrow-minded. The people here are blinded by hate. They won't meet you in the middle. And we found out a little too late. So don't wait. So most folks think that I'm
This is WRCT Pittsburgh.
We have the latest inflation numbers.
Would you like to take the sounds of your favorite radio station to places you never thought possible? Well, now you can, because WRCT is live on the internet. Just point your browser to www.wrct.org and click on our live MP3 broadcast. Now you can go out of town without any feelings of loss or regret for leaving us behind, because we're just a mouse click away. WRCT, live on the internet. Because why should Pittsburgh have all the fun?
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
The Russian invasion of Ukraine continues, and I want to get everybody up to speed there before we move on to other things. And as always, when we say we have a report of something, that's what we mean. We have a report of something, and we always are waiting for, hoping for confirmation of more details, and just something important to keep in mind when there are assertions made in the fog of war. Sometimes the truth ends up being slightly different, and that is certainly what Russia is hoping for, because of an absolutely disastrous headline, 60 people killed after bomb hits school, Volodymyr Zelensky, the Ukrainian president, says. This is a BBC report. Around 60 people were killed after a bomb hit a school in East Ukraine, says President Zelensky. Earlier, the governor of the Luhansk region, Serhiy Haidai, said 90 people had been sheltering in the building and 30 were rescued. Mr. Haidai said a Russian plane dropped the bomb on Saturday. Russia has not commented. Luhansk has seen fierce combat as Russian troops and separatist fighters seek to surround government forces. Much of the region has been under the control of Russia-backed separatists for the past 8 years. Now, that detail is much of what's being used to say Russia would never do this. That's a region their separatist fighters have been in for so long. But if we've learned one thing in the last few weeks, it's even things that lots of people say Russia would never do, then Russia does. And so I don't think we can go by that at all. We also are waiting sort of anxiously to figure out what is it that might happen on Russia's so-called Victory Day today, May 9th. And by the time that today's episode goes live, you may know more about this than we know right now. An NBC News article asks, what does Putin have planned on Russia's Victory Day? Experts say that after 2 months of thwarted offensives, Putin is left with limited options, from an all-out mobilization to simply declaring victory in the eastern Donbas region. Now, that's an interesting idea that's being brought up, which is we don't know Putin's emotional state. We don't know, again, increasingly more and more reports about Putin's ill health. We don't know whether he is sort of in some kind of unhinged last attempt at reconstructing the Soviet Union in some kind of idealized way. We just don't know what he is capable of and interested in. But one idea that would be a face-saving idea, absent a victory so far when it comes to Ukraine at large, would be to say, hey, you know what? We did it in the sense that we've now really solidified control of the eastern Donbas region. And even though we didn't take Kyiv and some other places further into Ukraine, pointing west from Russia, really this was the goal and we did it and we won. We took the Donbas region. And of course, it wouldn't be completely true, but it would at least be more true than they took all of Ukraine, which certainly Russia has not done. So that would be a kind of face-saving way for Putin maybe to start kind of